So lately I've been thinking about AI and you know how it's going to like revolutionize how we work, how we learn.
Yeah,
And
totally.
this whole thing with Google's Notebook LM,
Right.
it's like everybody's talking about it. And we were curious too, so we decided to do a deep dive into it.
Yeah, it's interesting stuff.
So imagine this. You've got all these documents and you could have like an AI assistant
Yeah.
that would go through everything and then basically create like a podcast summary just for you.
Yeah, that's essentially what Notebook LM is, right? Like in a nutshell. Like it's not just summarizing the information, right? It's really changing how we interact with it. Going beyond just like basic note-taking, catering to different learning styles, you know, even allowing for multitasking.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's a game changer.
Yeah. And to really understand how this works, we looked at this blog post from someone who's actually been using Notebook LM.
Oh, cool. First-hand experience.
Yeah, they were super generous to share their experience, even like some of the AI-generated audio summaries they made,
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
which is amazing to hear how it actually sounds.
Yeah. To get a feel for it, right?
Exactly.
Because, like, reading about it's one thing, but actually hearing it, you know?
So the blogger starts off by saying that Notebook LM, it kind of came out of Google's Project Tailwind.
Okay. Yeah.
Did you get a chance to look into that at all?
Yeah, a little bit. It seems like that was Google's first try at this AI note-taking thing. They've definitely taken what they learned there and like made it way better with Notebook LM.
Yeah, it seems like a natural progression, right?
Totally building on what they had.
And one of the coolest things that they were highlighting is that you can upload all sorts of different stuff into Notebook LM, like anything from like text documents, PDFs, even just like website links.
Wow.
And the AI goes through all of it and then it makes a summary, an audio summary.
Okay, so this is where it gets really cool because now we're not talking about just like text-based notes anymore. It's like
No.
this richer, more dynamic audio.
Exactly.
Imagine listening to a summary of like a complicated financial report
Yeah.
or like a super long research paper
Oh, totally.
while you're out on your morning run.
That's like next level multitasking.
Right.
It's amazing.
It is. And, you know, for people who learn better by listening,
Yeah.
this could be huge.
Oh, it could be a game changer for them.
It could make all these complex topics way easier to grasp.
Yeah, absolutely.
And more engaging too.
Totally.
Because who wants to just stare at a wall of text all day, right?
No one.
Exactly. This makes it way more fun.
So the blogger didn't just talk about it, they actually put it to the test.
Oh, I love that.
They used all different types of content.
Okay.
They even fed it a pretty technical VMware blog post,
Okay.
which, you know, VMware stuff can get kind of complicated.
Yeah, for sure. Their products are pretty intricate.
It can be a lot.
Definitely. So I'm actually really curious to hear how Notebook LM handled something like that,
Me too.
because that's a great test.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Like if it can make VMware interesting and easy to understand, it can pretty much handle anything. So what happened?
Okay, so they shared the audio clip.
Okay.
And I gotta say, I was really impressed.
Yeah.
It sounded so natural, almost like two people were just having a conversation about the blog post.
Wow, that's cool. Like a back and forth.
Like colleagues just discussing it.
That's really interesting.
Are you ready to give it a listen?
Oh yeah, definitely. I want to hear this. Let's see what Notebook LM came up with.
Ooh.
Wow, it did a really good job with that. Like it really got to the heart of the VMware blog post without getting too bogged down in all the technical stuff
Yeah,
and the
exactly.
conversational tone. That was really something.
It was, wasn't it? I was really struck by that, how natural it sounded.
Yeah, almost like you were listening to us just chatting about it.
But what I found really interesting was how it organized everything.
Yeah.
It wasn't just like, here's a list of facts from the blog post.
Right.
It actually like had this logic to it,
Yeah.
like the way it presented the key concepts, you know?
It's like it understood what was important and what wasn't.
Yeah.
And it kind of wove it all together into this narrative, you know?
Yes,
Almost
exactly.
like how we talk when we're explaining something, you know?
Yeah. And even though it was talking about this kind of technical stuff,
Right.
it used language that anyone could understand.
Right, exactly. That's what's so cool about this.
I know.
It's not just summarizing, it's like it's making things clear, even when they're really complex. I mean, think about it. For people who have to read these long reports or like really technical documents,
Oh my gosh.
this could be huge.
Like, what if you could just listen to a summary of everything?
Exactly. Instead of spending hours trying to decipher it all.
Imagine that. so much easier.
It's like having a secret weapon for information overload.
Totally.
Like a superpower for your brain.
I love that.
So what happens if you feed it something that's not so technical?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. Because that's exactly what the blogger did next.
Oh, really?
They wanted to see how Notebook LM would handle something more, I don't know.
More human.
Yeah, exactly. So they gave it a blog post that they had written about navigating your 20s.
Okay.
So, like, life advice, personal stuff.
Oh, wow. That's really interesting.
Right.
Talk about change of pace from VMware.
I know. So we're going from, like, super technical to, like, life in your 20s.
The meaning of life, basically.
I know, right? So can AI even handle that, you know?
I'm really curious to hear how it did. Like, how do you even summarize something as personal as that?
That is a great question.
It's not like a technical document where you have, like, clear-cut facts.
Yeah, exactly.
This is all about, like, feelings and experiences.
I know. And you know what? The AI actually managed to give the blogger's writing this conversational spin.
Really?
It's like it was interviewing the author about their 20s.
Wow, so meta.
Yeah.
Like AI having a conversation with itself about life.
That's such a good way to put it.
So are we going to hear this?
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm on the edge of my seat. Hit me with it.
It's wild how Notebook LM pulled out those really insightful things from the blog post about being in your 20s.
I know, right? Well, it's like it proves this technology can go way beyond just like summarizing facts. Totally. Like, it really got the whole personal experience, the reflection thing, you know? Pretty amazing, if you ask me.
For sure. And it makes you think, like, what if AI could help us learn from, you know, even those super personal subjective things?
That inception moment, right?
Yeah.
AI summarizing AI, it really blows your mind, you know? What are the limits, really?
Exactly. Think about it. Big picture. This could totally change how we deal with information at every part of life, you know?
Imagine you go to a conference, right? Then bam, you can listen to a summary of every presentation.
Right. Or catch up on all the industry news from like a whole week while you're commuting. No problem.
Yeah. Or even just at work. Think about it. What if you could feed Notebook LM your notes from a meeting or like a draft you're working on? Then on your way home, boom, listening to the summary. It'd be like having a personal podcast producer in your pocket.
That's a perfect way to put it. And it's bigger than just us. You know, think about folks with disabilities, learning differences. This can be huge for accessibility.
So true. The potential is massive. Okay. But we've got to be real. The blogger did mention some downsides, right?
Yeah. Like right now, you can't really edit the summaries. Yep. So AI spits it out and that's what you got. Even if a word's off or you change a phrase.
Makes sense, though. It's early days. Got to give it time to get those fine tuned.
Totally. And even with crazy good AI, there's always going to be limits. Key is knowing what those are and using the tool smart, right?
Work with it, not expect perfection right out the gate.
Exactly. Oh, and processing time's a bit slow still, according to the blog.
Again, understandable new tech, tons of data to crunch, complex output. It'll catch up.
For sure. As it develops, computing power goes up. That'll be less of a thing over time.
So, sounds like Notebook LM's about to change the game. Even with a few hiccups for now.
No doubt. This could be a turning point. No more just text. We're talking richer, way more engaging audio, super versatile.
Well, there you have it. Our deep dive into Notebook LM. We covered what it can do, the impact, even the little snags it's got. Clearly still evolving, but so exciting to think where this goes, don't you think?
Absolutely. Proof that we're in this crazy time of tech changing everything. And Notebook LM, it makes you rethink how we work, learn, interact with all this information out there.
Lots to ponder. So here's a question for you listening. If you had Notebook LM, what would you podcast affify first? That report you're putting off, a stack of research, maybe even your crazy long email chains. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and we'll catch you on our next deep dive.